So we showed that overall response rate at 24 weeks was identical between the two arms. We also showed that safety was the same, and there was a very low rate of anti-drug antibodies, as has been seen with the originator product, and it was identical between the two arms. We also showed that progression-free survival at 48 weeks was identical, and that overall response at 24 weeks correlated very well with progression-free survival at 48 weeks. And we're waiting for our survival data, which should be available, we hope, in the next year. Now, the interesting thing about this particular study is that when people stopped their chemotherapy, we don't really know what happens to most people in that situation, because many trials in the original studies with trastuzumab weren't designed that way. But what we found is actually a small number of patients achieved a partial response or complete response after finishing chemotherapy and continuing on trastuzumab alone, regardless of the arm. Very interesting. And it does suggest there's tremendous benefit for continuing antibody after you stop chemotherapy. And biosimilars will make that more feasible. So that's really good. The other studies that have been done, there's one other metastatic first-line study for which just the top-line data has been presented and shows very similar data to the one I just described. And then there are a number of studies, the largest number of studies, that have been done in the neoadjuvant setting looking at pathologic complete response, giving either trastuzumab originator or trastuzumab biosimilar. All of these studies then offered one or the other of the antibodies to continue for 1 year, as we've done traditionally based on the original adjuvant trials with trastuzumab. One of the studies actually then switched. So after patients had had surgery, they switched to the other. So if you were on trastuzumab originator, you switched to the biosimilar and then the reverse. And of course, they can't show efficacy differences looking at that, but they did show that both agents were safe and that you could switch safely without generating more anti-drug antibodies, which is important. Most of the studies have actually then stopped at 1 year. So they're basically looking at PCR, pathologic complete response, as their primary endpoint, but they aren't then going on for a disease-free survival or overall survival endpoint simply because of the costs required and the number of patients required to really get to that endpoint, showing similarity between the two arms. But one of the studies, one of the largest studies, is continuing on and reconsented patients for longer-term outcome so that they'll look at a 5-year disease-free and overall survival endpoint, which I think will be very helpful, but it's not required for feeling confident in the similarity between the biosimilar and the trastuzumab originator.